waters that Jesus walked on.
Just fucking do it. The Bernie Mac shit.
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
Yeah. I'm a little sick. Let me just throw this out there. So my voice sound crazy. Shut the fuck up. You ready over there, Moses?
Moses.
Listen, man. No Dave tonight.
No Dave.
No Dave. Fuck it. It is what it is. How we doing? Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lex.
Moses.
And no Dave. I still love you, nigga.
I'm Dave. Now I'm joking.
Nah, that's my nigga, man. Fuck it. Whatever, yo. How you feeling over there, CJ? Did CJ say you feeling great?
That's what I'm talking about. You feeling great. Feeling good.
Let me see. Let me make sure I got sound effects together. You know we're on a sound effects wave now. Don't play around, man. So, let me see what I got here on the list.
I'm just playing Dave. I know you heard it.
Huh?
I was just like, fuck Dave. I was just like, I'm just playing.
Don't do that.
Respect on it.
You know, shoot at him a little bit. So let me tell you some crazy shit, though, Moses.
Okay. Okay, let's hit it.
All right, so my son, right? He's 10 years old. He gets suspended from school for 2 days. Right? You know why? Let me tell you why. Shut up, right? He tells some little girl that she's sucking on Donald Trump's dick. It's not funny. Shut the fuck up.
Funny. Did he say, go suck a Donald Trump?
No. He said that. He told the girl that, yo, you sucking on Donald Trump's dick.
What the fuck?
Right.
But you got to understand, like.
10 years old, bro.
But you gotta understand, like, when we was kids.
I didn't understand what? I didn't understand what?
When you was a kid, did you not remember back in the day, like, how we used to say shit, like, off the top, not realizing what we're saying?
Right, but.
Especially for a crowd.
Listen. Listen, man. I can't have my 10-year-old just telling a little girl she's sucking on Donald Trump. You can't do that.
Yeah.
That's just period. Right?
We understand that. It's rules. It's a parent.
This is a parenting shit I got going on right now, bro. Like, I'm like, and let me admit, I'm a little saucy tonight. Probably been drinking since about, 10:30 a.m. maybe.
Man? Drinking too early, man. What's going on?
I'm different.
No, man.
I can't be different?
You could be different, but to stop drinking too early, that's when it starts to be like rehab and going through problems.
Moses, all I need you to do is...
I need some respect on my name from all y'all motherfuckers.
That's it. Just make sure you put some fucking respect on my name. If I want a goddamn drink... At 10:30 a.m., that's what I'm going to do. But let me get back to the shits.
No, a true friend should tell you that. No. I'm not on the bandwagon. No. Yeah, go ahead and have a drink and then see you falling apart. That's what's wrong now, like, with society, especially, celebrities. Like, they don't have that true friend to be like, no, that shit's not hot, my dog.
Right.
You fucking up.
Right.
Oh, yeah, it's hot. Like, nobody told Tekashi, this shit's not fucking hot, bro. You is not that life, nigga. This shit is going to come back on you.
Nah, he was doing his thing, though. But fuck Tekashi. Let's get back to my son, Rick.
Snitching, bitch.
Yeah, he definitely snitched. Well, I don't fuck with him. So my son says that to a little girl, right?
Hold on. Did you ask him why, though, he said that?
Yes, of course. Because I'm like, what the fuck is going on in your brain? Like, you know what I mean? You're 10 years old. So he says that the little girl was trying to help him with his schoolwork or whatever, and she was being annoying. And I'm just like, so that gave you the right to say you're sucking on Donald? Like, he doesn't understand the type of shit that he's like, you know, like with the school, they're looking at him like, you know what I mean? He's a young black kid.
Yeah.
I'm not even political about no type of shit. I don't even give a fuck about none of that shit.
Yeah.
Like, Donald Trump, any of that, but I don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it makes my household look like that's what the fuck I say in my house.
Yeah.
And but that's the part he doesn't understand.
At the same time, that they can look at that, and they need to look at other kids, too. Because kids pick up on other kids. I think it was just like,
I agree.
That's why
that.
I say, like, you remember when we was kids, like, if somebody hype you up or somebody say something and you be funny, you was cool. Right. So that's the thing, like, trying to be in the class clown. But like I said, nobody really needs to be a class clown, just be yourself. But it happens, like, and you see the result of it. Right. You get in trouble, because I got in trouble a lot of times.
Man, look.
I'm not even going to lie.
I snatched this video game, his PS4. I had to snatch that, man. Because I was like that's where he has to be getting
you
it.
You got
like,
to
he's
show.
Talking to a different world out there. And yeah. Doesn't realize it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He don't realize what he said.
Right.
Of course, he got the funny point, but he don't realize what is he saying. You
right.
Know what I'm saying? So.
Exactly. And then he don't know the type of different attention it's bringing towards. Like I said, the household and shit, man. It's crazy. Got me... Excuse me, like I said, I'm sick a little bit. Let's hold it down.
Damn, coughing and shit, yeah.
Man, I'm
coughing
trying to get
up
my
lung.
Life together, man. Damn. Fucking voice all fucked up and shit. But it's all
light
good.
Up a Royal.
Huh?
Light up a Royal.
I am. I got a little wax in it, too.
Yeah. That'll help with your
I'm
voice.
Different.
Put a little honey in it.
Yeah, right. A little tea, a little warm tea. Right? But, yeah, like, you know what I mean? It makes me and my wife look like we talk this crazy shit in our household, and it's like, it's like, nah, I ain't even on no shit like that.
Yeah, like.
I don't, you know what I'm saying? Just parenting 101, I guess, guys. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is the type of shit that go on. So, yo, parents, watch what your kids is doing. Might make you look bad out here on the low-ski, yeah. Wo-ski. You know what I mean?
You can still watch, but like I said, like, you see what happened, like, stuff just happens.
Yeah, I see.
It happens. But at the same time, do something about it. Like,
I snatched his PS4.
Yeah.
I had to.
Yeah, that's a discipline.
A bunch of different
discipline.
Need discipline.
Hey,
yo, Rich the Kid, he dropped the album.
The tracks you played, it was all right. I kind of liked it a little bit, but it's just for the kids. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I let my kids, so I'm like, bump that. That's why I listen to it, just see what he's talking about. But at the same time, like, he's talking about a bunch of bullshit. There's a lot of shit he don't do, but it's just not nice little flows. Like, when we was kids, we wouldn't even listen to the rhymes, really. We would just listen to the beat.
Oh, no, hold on. Nah, not me.
Now when we was kids, we just listen to the beat. That's after a while, we start listening to the lyrics.
I'm about the lyrics. I don't know. Rich the Kid, all right. I listened to a little bit of it. Yeah, it ain't for me like that. That's what I'm saying. It ain't for me like that.
But, like, hey. I said, like, it's for the new generation, for the kids. It's
I'm not, pretty sure there's a lot of people that like it, though.
It's not something for nothing lyrically really grabbed me. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying.
I just hope he's being safe, because, you know, motherfuckers be robbing him left and right. It's crazy. He just needed to stay out of the way.
Now, Lil Uzi checked his ass, so I don't know.
Hold on, explain that. I don't know about that. I'm gonna lay my joint.
It was some type of record or something supposed to be like a diss. And Lil Uzi confronted Rich the Kid somewhere at a store. And look, Rich the Kid didn't want no smoke.
What?
But at the same time, like, when you out like that, y'all can handle stuff out the camera, but wasn't even on camera, just like, my nigga, like, what? I'm here, like. So, that's what it needs to be like. When you see that person result it, but don't result in front of cameras if you can try not to.
You fight with Lil Uzi Vert?
Some of his music, but I'm like, I'm just a fan like the beats and the music. I don't, you're not gonna be my
he got a couple joints.
You're not gonna be my number one top, you know what I mean? Cause you gotta put some lyrics in it.
Right.
You know, you gotta put some work if you wanna be in my top. I'm just not going for your pop, what's hot now.
Baby, know,
and that's the right thing, what's hot now.
Right. Damn, shit. The raw papers got
nah, by Backwoods.
For the Backwoods. It's the raw.
You can't even smoke.
It's the raw. I got the wax. I got the wax in here too. Get myself together. Jesus Christ. I'm a little Uzi be goddamn. He be riding shit, man. Shut up, CJ. What you laughing at? Damn,
yeah, man,
that
man.
Shit crazy. What the fuck?
Get your shit together, man. Fuck the coffin and shit.
Lil Uzi, man, he got a few tracks. I ain't on him like that though. No,
it's not somebody I'm gonna look up like that. Like, is Lil Uzi coming out with something new? No. Nah.
Hey, I see the DJ Khaled. He dropping a new album coming May 17th. Word.
Some records I like him. Sometimes I just get annoyed.
I like how he know how to just get a bunch of different artists together and just put them on songs. I mean, he makes hits.
I mean, that's what the DJ. Man. That's what the DJ's supposed to do, right?
Yeah. But I mean, I'm talking about like the weird. Like it'd be the weirdest people he'll get together. Like,
yeah. But he makes a nice little collaboration.
Right, true.
So that's why it's like, it's nice. It's something like P. Diddy tried to do with the band. But you know what I'm saying? It works out.
DJ Khaled is a nigga that'll get motherfucking Chris Brown and Offset on the track together. Like, them niggas beefing. You know what I'm saying? Like, the next thing you know, it's like, oh, they on the song together.
Well, DJ Khaled. Chris Rock and the hip hop community came out with Love Jones. Chris Rock came out with an album.
Chris Rock came out with an album?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't hear that.
Yeah, hip hop. It was just a funny shit.
What was he doing? He was singing or he was rapping?
He was singing, talking.
Chris
shit.
Rock was singing? Shut up, nigga.
Yeah.
Chris Rock, comedian.
Yeah. Came out. Right. I got Love Jones.
All right, I'm going to look this shit up later. Not right now.
Yeah.
You know who Jay Electronica is, right?
Yeah, he's nice.
I see. Yeah, he is. But he ain't got no official music like that. But I seen that he was hinting that him and Jay-Z have an album coming out together, like a collaborative album. What you think? You think Moses?
It'd be nice.
Think so?
Yeah, I think it'd be a nice little collab. Like, when Jay Electronica do come out, he do come out with some hot shit. I think he just one of them artists, like, don't really need to come out. He probably make his money somewhere else or maybe shows. I don't know, but I just feel like some people smart. Like, if you really got to come out like that, you got more things to do.
I don't know, man, because it's like...
Damn, I had a hiccup, sorry.
Well, I just look at it like, would Hov, like, come out with an album and it be a collaborative album with Jay Electronica? Like, Jay Electronica don't even have an album by himself.
I mean...
But why would Hov actually do an album that, with just him? Like, that's how I was looking at it, like...
That shows you how much faith and stuff he got in him, like...
He hitting it, though. I don't know if it's true.
If he putting in an album like that, that's going to be tough. But if not, like, don't put that up just for clout. You know what I'm saying? Just to make you,
not,
right. Yeah. Because you looking kind of stupid, right?
Yeah, I don't want to see
it
that
don't come out. Especially if Jay be like, I ain't know nothing about it.
But at the same time, I ain't see nothing. You know, I be getting on Twitter and all that other shit. I ain't see nothing where Hov was like.
It would have came out.
Putting it down. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I,
even if he meant to be a joke and Jay-Z hit him up, was like, shit, let's do it then. You know what I'm saying? It'd be crazy.
All right, well, look, can I get into my theory this time, man?
What's your theory, I man? I don't know,
it,
man. I
kind
of worried. Kind of worried about this theory.
Theory, because we were just talking about Hov, right?
What's about Hov?
On Welcome to the Jungle. What is it?
Welcome to the Jungle. Welcome to the Jungle. Well,
yeah, the joint with Ye and Swizzy on Watch the Throne album.
Okay.
He said, two shots in the door, though he died in Vegas, though he fought so hard, I knew he wouldn't make it. I'm a tortured soul. I live in disguise. What the fuck is he talking about right there? To me, he killed Tupac. I'm just going to... to me.
Nah.
To me.
I just felt like it was a hotline. Like if you pick something up, just like if you said something about the mafia, how they kill somebody, is you gonna be like, he killed him? Nah.
Nah, but see, Hov is the fucking subliminal king. He know, and it's been so many years past now. He could get away with that. And say he could say that little shit and get away with it, is what I'm saying. That's why I looked at it like that. Cause who else, who died in Vegas?
Yeah.
Who like what shots went in the door and somebody died in Vegas?
Yeah.
And Biggie was his man's.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I was looking at it. Yeah, I mean, that's my theory. I'm not saying it's correct.
I don't go with that theory.
Oh, you ain't rolling with it, Moses?
Nah, I just...
Where the fuck Dave at?
I just feel like it's a hotline. He used to say, nah, like... He was like, nah, nigga. This is the hotline. Next. You know what I'm saying?
All right, question for you, Moses.
Yeah.
You fuck with the Miss Lauryn Hill.
Lauryn Hill?
Yes. Miss Lauryn Hill. You fuck with her, right? I fuck with her.
Nothing wrong with her. I think she's hot.
Is she considered a great?
Well, like in what? R&B, hip hop, or what? To me, in both. If you were gonna say anything to me, both R&B and hip hop.
Musically, is she considered a great?
One of the greats?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Why? She made some nice
she has one
talented
album.
Movie. Like, you crazy.
She has one solo album.
She made a lot of talented music. You got to understand, like, with the record companies, it's different. When you're dealing with something, it's different than putting out music.
To me, she has a great album, which is the the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Great album. I love it. Still listen to it to this day.
Everybody listen to it.
Right. But... That's it? I mean, you got the Fuji shit. That's it?
Yeah. She came
like,
out with
I'm like,
and that's all you needed. Like, I feel like that's all she needed to do. Like, bro, you got to understand, though. To me, she always going to be a legend because of the music she came out with. Like, you got to understand, like, it was problems with the record company. You got to look at that, too. You just can't go by, oh, she just came out with that. It's something else deeper than that.
I feel you on that, but I'm going off the discography, and you got one album, and I love Miss Lauryn Hill.
I just feel like she's the type that not going to deal with the bullshit.
Yeah, I don't,
just like if you were dealing the deal, you're not going to deal with the bullshit. You might come out with just one and be like, what the fuck, bro? Ain't coming out one shit?
She can still make music in her personal time. and do. I ain't no excuse to me.
Looking
when music is your passion, which I know. I feel like it is for her.
Look at most of the other artists that's real talented, and just because they don't make it because they don't fit some kind of persona.
Nah, man. Is Ms. Lauryn Hill a great?
I told you, yeah.
You did?
I'm not going to keep saying it again over and over. Okay. I'm going to say...
That's why you my
I'm
nigga.
I'm
going
to say Dave, say probably the same thing too. Don't fucking act to me again, man. What the fuck? Rat-tat-tat, what the fuck?
Jesus Christ. Oh, man. Yo, shout out to Lauryn Hill. I love that album, though. Don't get it twisted.
You coughing the whole episode.
Yeah. Fucking waxing up. That bullshit backwood. Shut your ass up, Mo. Fuck you laughing at, CJ. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck going on at Dirty Water tonight, man?
Moses. Thought you was making an album or something. All niggas in the back.
Let me get these fucking good topics he together.
Do you wanna hee huh? What fuck is you saying?
Yo.
And then I'm
are you done?
Are you done coughing? That's a look at you.
Are I had you to done? Clear my throat. God damn, I can't clear my throat.
How you clear your throat like that? Let's go.
Up, man.
And then
hey, look, what I got on here is I seen a rumor. Right, I'm gonna say it's a rumor. Allegedly, right?
Allegedly.
Sierra plans to change her son's name to Russell God. Wilson Jr. We talk about future son.
She got custody, but at the same time, I don't know.
I'm not knocking her for it
that
because
bad,
I,
like,
I'm not knocking her for it. I'm sorry, cut. I'm not knocking her for it because I'm like, I don't know what the fuck future did. Cause future, he a ratchet ass nigga. He a different nigga. But I fuck with future. That's my nigga.
Yeah.
But so I'm like, I don't know what future did to her for make her to feel like that.
It just seemed like, yeah. Animosity, or maybe just she wanted just new life with the person she married. You gotta understand that too.
True. I don't know.
It might be that, or it might just be shade. I just feel like it's some type of way.
How you feel about women thinking like that?
Like, I feel like it's deeper than that. That's why it's between them.
Right,
it's only
right,
like
right.
They gonna understand the story. We don't understand the story. We just look at it like, oh, she crazy, but it might be a different story, and it might be just what we think. Yeah.
You gotta look at both sides.
We gotta look at both sides.
Right,
we
right.
don't know. Right. Nobody's saying nothing. And
right.
I think the way it should be, don't say nothing. Keep us, you know what I'm saying, in suspense, especially with the media. They let them run with bullshit.
Look at Moses getting shit off. Okay. Hey, Moses, you getting your shit off, my nigga. Go ahead.
Fucking saucy. Like,
Yeah, a little saucy. I'm a little saucy.
Especially in relationships and stuff like that, like with the kids, like, fuck them. Don't say nothing.
Yeah.
Keep doing you. That's the thing. When the kids evolve, you can't say nothing about that.
Yeah, that shit crazy because I looked at it and I was just like, damn, like I said, I don't know what the fuck future did. Like, cause us as niggas,
yeah,
we piss women off too. So
hopefully, he getting visitation right. So
damn, to change, cause I think his name is at the future. His name is like Future Zaire or something. Like
yeah.
That.
So that's
she wanna change
yeah.
that to Russell Wilson Jr.
Cause she don't want to like hear his
allegedly.
Name like that no more. I just feel like she don't want to hear his name like that no more.
Okay. Motherfucking Sway Lee out here dry snitching. You know who Sway Lee is, right?
Yeah.
Ray Shumert.
What happened?
Listen, all right. Sway Lee was on FaceTime with his girl.
Yeah, bitch.
And then,
which one's Sway Lee? The one with the dreads, right?
Yeah, a little light skinned one. The cool guy. The one with the voice. The one
both
that be singing
cool
on the hooks.
Me. Both of them cool. You know,
nah, yeah. I fuck with both of them. But I'm just saying, the one that be on the hooks.
Yeah, okay.
Singing. Like, so he was FaceTiming his girl. And he ended up saying some shit like, I thought you'd be the one that'd be down. You know what I mean? No matter what, through thick and thin type shit. You get what I'm saying? And do you know what Chance the Rapper was doing? His girl been through. Do you know what Gucci was fucking a billion bitches, and his wife stuck through him and married him?
What nigga. The fuck? Snitching.
You don't try say snitching. That. Like, what the fuck is wrong? Like nigga.
Trying to get some real
shut
points for that? For dry
up.
Snitching? What the fuck like, going on?
Like,
what the fuck is going on?
Me personally, his girl should judge him or him even saying all that shit. Right or wrong? What you think, Moses?
First of all, you did some bitch ass shit. Like, you did some fucking Kobe Bryant shit.
You're right.
A Kobe Bryant ass nigga.
Right. When you snitch on Shaq.
That's what the fuck you doing.
Right.
You's a fucking Tekashi 6ix9ine ass nigga. You's a motherfucker that sweat and can't wait to squeal, huh? If you going through something, nigga, handle it different. Like, that's how I show how grown you is. When you got to vault somebody else, you're not grown.
Nah, the shit that threw me off, though, he tried to make it seem like cheating was cool. Like, deal with it. That ain't,
like, using that example, don't put nobody out. I didn't want to, like, I didn't know that. Most of, like, certain people don't want to know that. And then you fucking and then making them look bad. And then at the same time, they don't really have to acknowledge it if they don't want to. Because, like, it just, you could be just saying something.
Right.
I mean, it's your chick, you just saying something just to get it back. But at the same time, like, don't use nobody else's example to get. I never did that.
You can't. That ain't no real man shit, bro.
Man, dude, like, what the fuck is you talking about?
Yeah, that ain't no real man. You don't be throwing other niggas under. Just so what? They was doing that. You gonna tell your girl that shit? Come on, man. Who cares? Where is that helping you at? Mm. That shit still, you still wrong, nigga. Like, don't get it twisted. You still fucked up. And that's what makes it crazy, because he ain't even realizing that his girl's recording this shit. And it's a FaceTime. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, now you really should be looking at her like, yo, I really can't even trust you. Put this out. Like, why am I really even dealing with you? Well, you know, ain't no, whatever.
I think she was just trying to get, like, other people's response just to see what it say. Like, was she tripping and shit like that? Like, at the same time, like, that was just stupid. He young, though.
Yeah, young boy.
So... Young well, things happen, like, I mean, he got time to grow.
One of my questions here is, how much do you really appreciate YouTube, Moses? When I say that, okay, let me give you an example.
The reason you appreciate YouTube because you find out a lot of shit.
Right.
That you need to find out.
Right.
Games, putting shit together.
Yeah.
How to, you know what I'm saying? Just do a lot of shit, so...
Well, a lot of motherfuckers, I don't know.
Turn you into MacGyver. Turn into a black MacGyver.
Like, you gotta understand, like, you can literally figure out how to do anything on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Like, you wanna goddamn change a tire, get on YouTube. You know what I mean? You wanna learn how to roll this raw paper? Go to YouTube. You wanna learn how to put some headlights in your car? Go to YouTube.
Yeah. YouTube's taking
and
over.
And this ain't even a YouTube ad. Like, I'm just saying, how much do we really appreciate it?
Favorite song, YouTube.
It's crazy. I'll be seeing my son. He'll get on fucking YouTube and watch other people play video games. Like, what? But at the same time, it's like, I guess that's how he learns how to play the game. I guess.
But kids don't. I take that back. Because kids do not learn how to play the game. What they do is just look at somebody else. Just, we worse. So they can say they trash. Just to feel like, okay, I'm not messing up by myself. Somebody else sucks. So it's just crazy. Like when we was growing up, we didn't even have that junk. So we had to like really play the game, understand it.
Yeah.
If we had that junk now, man, we would have been killing those games. Right, especially. Right.
You think so?
Yeah. You remember how long the internet took? We didn't have time for that.
Well, the shit I've been on now with my son is Resident Evil. We got Resident Evil 2. And we play that together. Like I'm trying to take it back to where you remember when you back in the day, you really had to use your brain to figure this game out and how to move and all this other shit. Yeah. So I took it back to that with him because that game ain't online.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's what I've been on.
There's some games out there that
He ain't getting on YouTube with your mind.
Yeah, there's some games out there make you think with your mind, but they ain't ready for it yet. Like, I feel like it's not a lot of games out there for the kids that make them really think. It's just really short games. It'd be like some kind of racing or shooting. Or racing and shooting.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's something else.
Yeah.
I mean, they got the sports games, but other than sports, what else? Nothing.
You know what I always say, Grand Theft Auto.
Like, yeah.
Hey, would you get a vasectomy?
Like,
Hold on. Even CJ said, that nigga, he even thinking. Like,
like, I thought about it, and I would be like, nah.
No?
I just be like, why?
Okay, go ahead.
For my porn spot, I'll be like,
I would, but go ahead.
If God wanted me to stop shooting blanks, he'll make you stop shooting blanks. I mean, I just feel uncomfortable somebody sniffing my balls. Like, you might agree to it, but at the same time, yeah, you'll be like, you took a part of me.
But what if you don't want no more kids?
I'm just saying, I feel like, nah.
I don't want no more kids.
No, you're going to be like a little bitch. You took a part of me.
Nah, hell nah, nigga. Fuck out of here.
You crazy. They cut your balls? This ain't something like, there's no ordinary surgery. Like,
what the fuck you talking about? Like, your dick still get hard.
Yeah.
So what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, it's hard without mother balls.
Nah,
I'm just like that. I'm saying I'd probably be like thinking my balls swimming in like the one ball that I just deserted and just left alone just because you know I had to make a decision. But you know.
But nah, if you don't want no more kids, man, fuck that.
God gave me two balls. I'm just saying. Two, not one. Two balls. Two balls. Not one. I'd be freaking out as soon as he talking about, man. I'm gonna get arrested. Like as soon as
But nah, Moses, look.
So you sign the thing. No. Two balls.
Let me take a sip of this dirty water.
You want me to have one? You're jealous. You're jealous, man. You're jealous.
Nah, man. Look, man. Maybe you don't want no more kids. Because look, check me out. Can I explain my... Mario, you say what the fuck you had to say. Goddamn.
Yeah,
can I say what I want to say?
Yeah.
It's like...
One ball.
Look. So, I look at it like... I'm not trying to bring another innocent life into this fucked up ass world.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So...
Celibacy.
That's why I would, huh?
Go ahead. Celibacy.
Jealousy?
Celibacy.
Oh, so I should just stop fucking.
Yeah.
That's kind of hard to do. Like, what the fuck you mean?
Nah, go ahead. Go ahead and finish.
Like, what?
Go ahead and finish what you were saying.
Nah, for real though. It's like, this world is crazy.
I understand that.
And every life that comes into the world is innocent. Yeah. Especially if they're not bothering anybody. Yeah. So why would I want to bring another innocent life into this world?
I feel that, but at the same time, we got different beliefs because, like,
true,
God, I feel like God want me to have him. That's what he want to do.
Okay.
It might be different purposes. Like, you a different purpose. We born to spread our seeds. Not like crazy, but I think, like, you know, because most of you still can be spitting out and people can't even get, like, it's up to God.
And we're going to have to get into the, yeah, this podcast is going to get, it's going to get deep soon, man.
It's going to get deep soon because
everybody got different views.
But then another reason, I just don't want to be in an argument and be like, get your ass out of here with your one balls. Oh, one ball, nigga. Every time he try to get in me, he got one ball.
Oh, one ball, nigga.
I told you stop telling your mom and then ain't you?
Oh, ball, nigga.
Niggas coming at one jokes and shit. You want one egg? What the fuck that mean? Huh?
So you trying to tell me if you get a vasectomy, they'll cut your ball out, do they?
Yeah, one ball.
I'm going to look that up. Fuck that. I don't
snip, know. Snip. He's sitting there. You ain't gotta do it, snip, snip.
Yeah. Oh,
cold
my
scissors.
God,
cold right, scissors look. On your balls.
Look, man. So, Dreamville doing Dreamville Festival is gonna be in Raleigh, April 6th. How you feel about that, Moses? You wanna go? Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
I think we should all should go.
I can't go. I ain't gonna.
Oh my God.
It's a Saturday. I gotta work. It's too soon. Too soon of a notice for me to just call out sick. But they don't want me to do that, so I ain't gonna do that.
If I can, I'ma go and tell you.
And the fucked up part is they be listening. Hey, shout out to y'all. Hey. What's my shots? Shout out to y'all. I know y'all listen. I'll be at work. Don't worry about it.
Like, hey, the bills keep coming. You gotta go to work.
I gotta pay the bills.
That's what matters.
You can still go though. You can go.
If I get a chance to, I might have to work. Like,
I looked up the tickets. Don't give a shit. They ain't got no more VIP or nothing. They still got general admission to left.
I don't want it.
That shit was like $119.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, I won't be going.
Why not? You balling. Don't play. You got your tax money, right?
No, I'm not still paying. I'm not one of these niggas that get the money and then just go get crazy stuff. I want shrimp every day.
You only live once.
No.
Go to the festival and let me know how it goes.
I'm buying some bashimis for Marco.
I need some respect on my name from all y'all motherfuckers.
Goddamn right. Shit.
Bashimis.
Hey. I'm mad my voice is fucked up, man. It's a fucked up voice.
Yeah, you sound raspy. You sound like old boy from...
Shut up. Shut the fuck up.
Run DMC.
Hold
on. Doc.
Calm the fuck down.
She ain't coughing no more.
Yeah, not yet. Wax ain't hit me again yet.
Yeah, that's good.
Shut up. Oh, I seen on the news that a fucking a little 19-year-old dude, he's 18 years old. He was in Barnes & Noble and Cary with a pellet gun, shot people up.
Barnes & Noble.
Sheesh. Fuck's wrong with him?
Need his ass.
That's a bookstore. Like, go in there and be the fucking quiet. What the fuck's wrong with this? Like, come on, man.
I mean, that's... He knew everybody soft. You go in there, you buying books, you soft. I'm gonna pop off.
Yeah, well, Pelican?
Tripping.
Man, come on.
He didn't catch the right people. Don't get it wrong. Not everybody bought books, but... He lucky in his ass like mollywop. Because I'm telling you, you popping that thing, I'm going to whoop this shit out of your ass.
See, I'm glad he ain't running to other people that just actually keep an actual real firearm on their hip and shot his little ass.
Like,
I'm glad that didn't happen
to him. Man, like,
This is North Carolina. You know how it is.
Yeah,
they keep them guns, man. Fuck out of here. Still, you out here with little pellet. The pellet, the pellet guns look like the fucking real guns.
Yeah, but still, that I got now. That he's boot lucky. To the face hurt.
He's lucky.
That boot to the face hurt.
That was in Cary. Shout out to Cary. Shout out to Raleigh. Shout out to Nightdale. Shout out to Charlotte. Shout out to Fayetteville. Eastside, what up?
No, I'm saying, what the fuck? Like, is he slow or something? Like, what happened? Like, why did he just go in there like that? I don't understand.
He's crazy.
Dumb.
Shout out my white boy that got me the wax. Shut up, CJ. Why you shaking your head? Now, what is this? Episode 17. No, so Dave.
Recent. Yeah.
Dave, your ass better be here next episode, motherfucker.
He gonna be here.
He fucking better, goddamn it.
He has some point to do something.
I love that nigga.
Loving that. Shouts out, Dave.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. For
fuck
sure.
You, Dave. No,
hey, yo. Shit. Fuck it. I guess we're gonna get into this Ville shit, huh?
Time for the Ville.
Huh?
It's time for the Ville.
Yeah, you already know.
It's time for the Ville.
Shout out to Chicago. Y'all keep showing up on our cities.
Chicago be bumping, man.
I don't know why they keep showing up. I don't know who the fuck is out there. Like, but shout out to you.
Whoever doing, listening, keep it. Yo, tell them about us, B.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Keep us popping in Chicago.
I ain't never been there.
Chicago nice.
You want to go to Chirac?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. You ain't getting on the plane, so how you going to get there?
Don't worry about Mr. T.
Oh, my God. Here we go. You want to get to this Ville shit, Moses?
Let's go. Let's go.
So, they talking about changing the name of Murkison Road.
The Merc?
They talking about changing the name.
You see, they keep doing instruction and shit down there. I knew something was going to pop off.
There's a lot of shit going on.
You can change the name.
Well, they
but
said,
you can't change what happened in the hood.
Do you know where the name came from? A family called the Murkisons.
I thought somebody was like, oh, they're Murkin people like crazy. That's
I'm sure you did with your ignorant ass. But I was you my like, nigga, damn. I still love you.
A nigga is Murkin somebody up there.
The name came from a white family and they're trying to say allegedly that they ended up having owning slaves too. It's not. It's no clear. There's no clear record of it though. Let me throw that out there. There's no clear record, but they're saying most likely they did. So they want to change the name because you know they're justifying the Merc and all this other shit going on with the baseball stadium and all that close to Fayetteville State University. So they want to rename it to. They was thinking about University Boulevard. That's crazy.
Is it that, or are they lying on it because it was a black name?
Is it a black name to you?
Is it a black name? Is it a black family?
Yeah, it was a white family, bro.
Oh, nah, fuck them.
Oh, now it's my... Why is it...
I thought, yo, my fault. I thought it was like black people.
Nah, white family.
And they own slaves. That's all. Like, what the fuck? Maybe. I thought it was misconstrued, but, you know, fuck them.
Hey. Yeah, fuck it. Change the name. Fuck it. Yeah, change that shit. University Boulevard. You got Fayetteville State University right there. Yeah. I graduated from Fayetteville State University. So, yeah. Change the University Boulevard. It's the Ville. God damn it. Let's do this shit. Fuck that shit.
Yeah. And it's changing more. Yeah, and it's changing more. So I want to see what else they're going to do. Fayetteville is changing like crazy.
Yeah, everything. So, yo, you got some Ville shit, bro?
Nah.
No Ville shit.
No Ville shit for me. Maybe next time.
All right. We out this motherfucker. You already know how we do. Shout out to everybody listening to us. Check us out on Twitter, dirty_water_NC. Check us out on Instagram, dirty_water_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast. Man, subscribe, listen. Yo, shoot us fan mail, fucking subscribe. I'm just all, everything, just fuck with us. And Dave would be here, motherfucker.
Yeah, next time I'ma duct tape him to the chair.
Fuck yeah, exactly.
Duct tape him to the chair.
I'ma help you.
Can't go nowhere. We out, most.
Yeah. Can you please?